Hey, good morning. My name is Caroline Connerly, and I'm Miss University here at Ole Miss. And I just want to welcome you to the Ford Center and to Ole Miss's campus. We're so happy to have you. But I do want to know, what do y'all know?
Live from the Gertrude C. Ford Center in Oxford, Mississippi, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, and Clyde Stubblefield on drums. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hotty-totty hour of What Do You Know, Miss University Caroline Connerly and former Ole Miss Chancellor Dr. Robert Kayette, plus the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by the Gertrude C. Ford Center for the Performing Arts, celebrating their 10th season of performances, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who locked the vault and can't remember the combination, it's Michael Feldman.
Miss University Caroline Connerly, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, dear. Next stop, Miss Mississippi, and on from there. The pride of Hattiesburg. And speaking of beautiful, we're here in the beautiful Gertrude C. Ford Center, in the center of the universe, Oxford, Mississippi. Very nearly Cambridge, Mississippi, by the way, years ago. Should it be Oxford? Should it be Cambridge? Home of the Ole Miss Rebels. If you didn't know, as if you didn't know, Coach Hugh Freeze, ladies and gentlemen, what a job he's doing with those boys. I want to thank you all for spending your Kenny Rogers money here. You got to know when to hold them, when to fold them. If you're still holding your Kenny Rogers money and are not here, okay. I can dig it. I know what condition your condition is in. I dig it. October 10th, Kenny Rogers, be here. What a thrill. We came down the Walk of Champions, but nobody was there. They left the vault unlocked, though. That was pretty cool. Everybody's in Tuscaloosa, of course. Big game today. Anybody still, you know, if you still want to come down here and join us at the Ford Center, you know, you can make it. You win fabulous prizes and still make it to the 5:30 game, 3 hours and 6 minutes. Go through Tupelo, catch 13 South. Easy. If I had tickets, I'd do it myself just to show it can be done. I want to, for the record here, I want to say upset 38-14 Rebels. I had me a premonition. 38-14. I changed my premonition. Earlier was a 38-24 premonition, but I changed it. I was feeling that good about it. All I can say is hotty toddy. Thought that might get you going. I guess not. Okay. Back to the pregame then. That means all the news that isn't for Oxford and all it embraces. Besides the Rebels 3-0 start, the biggest news in Oxford is no more warm beer. Oh, yeah. Not that it ever stopped anyone from drinking it, you know. But it goes down fast enough, you have no idea the temperature. Room temperature is fine, actually. If you live in a cellar, it was really not a problem for a lot of people. The man to be now, of course, is the man in cooler sales. So, young man, if you're looking for an occupation, coolers. One word for you, coolers. No more having to keep the AC cranked up on the 150. The extended cab all day there, actually. Beer sales haven't taken the bounce they expected. They're already keeping bait in the coolers at Circle K. So, but I'm sure it'll pick up once they're back from Tuscaloosa. Out in the county, the rule of thumb still is, if your hand is big enough to palm a beer, go right ahead. Concealed carry out there. You can't show them. In non-beer news, zero tolerance for zero parking. If your name is not Faulkner, you cannot park on this campus. Just tell them you're Faulkner and let them figure it out. Oxford Mayor Pat Patterson says there's plenty of parking for 60,000 cars in the 100-slot city lot if you plan ahead. You know, the lack of student parking is a little short-sighted because, you know, once they get to be old and rich and it's bequest time, so I would rethink this policy. But you got the valet bike parking. Isn't that nice? Valet bike parking. Do you tip a guy who takes your bike? Usually that's a thief, it seems to me. I think if he cuts the lock or something, then I would not tip him. Other than that, what a lot of people are doing, they're getting a designated driver to drop you at the vault and then circle the square for 6 or 7 hours. Pick you up. In non-beer and non-parking news that isn't, the speed limit on campus has been dropped to 5 miles per hour in honor of freshman Robert Kim Dichi. It was a condition of signing. They had to offer him something. Hey, with Denzel, it could have been 4 miles per hour, so look at that one. They should honor Hubert Moore, I think. You get across campus pretty quick at 99. Another news, the Multicultural Center is now open, hopes to bring Baptists and Anabaptists together. The tourism people, tourism big thing here, after hundreds of hours of brainstorming, they came up with Visit Oxford. Who would have thunk? That ranks with a nice place to live on the sign when you come in. Nice place to live. Maybe I'll visit. Roanoke has been such a big tourist attraction, a big draw. They're now asking John Grisham and Chancellor Kayat to leave their doors open. Just let people walk through. Not when they're there. When they go, just leave the door open. Bike lanes are just about done. It took so long because it's hard to pedal those asphalt machines around. There is little support for a nuclear waste dump in Mississippi, but overwhelming support for one in Alabama. It's a natural, the crimson nuclear tide. It sounds right to me. Oxford considers curfew for people over 60. Got no business being out after 10 with the glaucoma. Kids, do you know where your grannies are? That's the question. Oxford drivers without speedometers are grateful for the portable speed signs. Oh, that's what I'm doing. Speed humps. We're starting to speed humps here now. We got those back home, too. We call them bumps. You call them humps. Same thing. Speed humps are a limited success, as many younger drivers appreciate the airtime. officials warn you or say that if you pass the same man who hasn't eaten in 3 days every day, it's probably a scam. Okay. So to anyone with a sign that reads, "We'll eat for food." Due to old Reb being on the outs right now at homecoming this year, the royalty will be Mama and Papa Bear. We're going to get one you like here eventually if you stay tuned. The new Oxford school policy allows prayer at sporting events where necessary. And students may use the Bible now as a source for term papers. Just remember to footnote in it. You can add to the Ole Miss experience being pulled over by a Segway. That's something to write home about. Probably could give him a little nudge and out walk him, but still, you know, give him a break, let him pull you over. And finally, and I mean that, the Mississippi Film Board announces new projects for 2014, The Help 2, Hard to Get, Act of Valet Parking, The Chamber Pot, Oh Brother, Where Art Denzel, Alabama Burning, and the none so blind as he who will not see side. That's all the news that is in. Thank you so much. From Oxford and surrounding. Okay. Anyone else want to read this? See if they can do a little better with it?